What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to know. You can weigh in on our Facebook page or our Twitter account with some of the questions going on today. Of course, our previous guests, last half hour of the show, David Avella, president of GOPAC, and Tea Party activist Brooke McGowan, both bringing up some valid points. Is the Tea Party and the GOP splintered? That's the question. We pose it to you, the listener, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in on that or any of our other topics today, including Blue Cross Blue Shield backing off, now saying that the Obama administration didn't tell them not to report exchange numbers, and they just called it a little bit of a misunderstanding. Also, committee has recommended that East Central District Judge Wickham Corwin be removed from the bench for 2 months without pay and cover about $12,000 in court costs for sexual harassment. Is it a slap on the wrist for a court reporter who was harassed? She's happy with the judgment. Do you hold judges to a higher standard? We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Bob in Minot. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, Scott, Steve, great show as always. You seem to have your finger on the pulse of political discourse, and I and all of your viewers appreciate this. I'm so sorry that I missed Brooke. I will use her words, and I quote her, "I am a Tea Party activist with libertarian leanings. I, gentlemen, on the other hand, am a libertarian activist with Tea Party leanings." I hope that Brooke is listening in. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. But I'm going to make a comment here that is admittedly, and I will tell you up front, this is tongue-in-cheek, and it is facetious. This is my view of the Tea Party. Are you ready, fellas?
Go ahead.
You got me a little scared, Bob, but yeah, I'm ready.
Well, you and me, Scott, we go way back. I love you. I adore you. But I'm going to speak the truth politically as an American. Is that okay with you?
Lay it on us.
All right, here it is. These extreme right-wing Tea Party guys come walking right into our House of Representatives demanding kooky concepts like fiscal responsibility, constitutional government, the elimination of waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption at our highest level of government. Now, here's my problem. If these guys get their way, how are we going to keep building schools, hospitals, roads, and dams all over the world? Here's my problem, and I'm speaking facetiously. These guys are starting to sound like the Founding Fathers, and we all know what a bunch of bums those guys were, right, fellas?
I think that's more than anything, what people that dislike the Tea Party, even within the Republican Party, forget that the Tea Party really isn't a party. It isn't a political movement. It's a way of thinking. It's a set of principles, and it's very much tied to what the Founding Fathers viewed of this country. So
Scott, you're on the money.
If you disagree with the Tea Party movement, you're taking exception with many of the very founding beliefs of our founders. Bob, appreciate the call. We're going to keep rolling. Tony Kent, Minnesota, tell us what's on your mind. You're next on the program.
Good morning. I just had a comment on what Steve said about the diversion a while back. I agree with him. I think Fargo is being a bully. They're not thinking of their neighbors in a... A good friend of mine once told me that if you take advantage of your neighbors, it's going to come out to you three times over. So I used to do a lot of business in Fargo, but I just don't, because I don't want money generated from my spending to go to the city of Fargo. They're just bullies. It's just not right to do that.
Well, it's not the North Dakota way, and it's not the Minnesota way either. When you get right down to it, there's that upper Midwest nice and you take care of your neighbors, and I think Fargo's forgotten that with this diversion. You look what's upstream and what potentially could happen downstream, and there's other ways to solve the problems in Fargo. Nobody wants to see Fargo flood because we're all neighborly the other direction as well.
Right, right.
Tony, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
Great. I'll try to make this as big as possible. We need more Tea Party. As far as I'm concerned, we need a Tea Party takeover of the Republican Party. We need more shutdown. You know, I think we could have left it shut down for another 2 or 3, 4 more weeks. It's not going to hurt us. I think in the end it's going to help us. And when I talk about needing a Tea Party takeover of the Republican Party, is not so much like a hostile takeover, but we need people that are willing to stand up. I remember back, I was only 5 or 6 years old, but I remember when Ronald Reagan was at the debate, and they tried to shut his microphone off, and he stood up, and he grabbed the microphone, and I've watched this video 1,000 times, because it almost brings me to tears, the passion that he had. He said, I paid for this microphone. You're not going to shut this off. He didn't let anybody shut him up. He didn't let anybody put him down. He stood up for what he believed in. He walked away from the table at Reykjavik and said, forget it. If you're not going to do what we say, because we are the ones in charge, whether you like it or not, over there in Russia, we are the ones that are in power, and you're going to listen because this is what's best for our country and for this world, and we need people that are willing to stand up, walk away from the table and say, you know what, President Obama, if you're going to pull your stupid little childish, I'm not going to negotiate, fine. We'll leave the government shut down for the next 10 years. We're not going to compromise on principle. We need to stand up, and we need to be willing to do what's right. But as far as this whole Tea Party racism thing, did people forget that Senator Robert Byrd of the Democrat Party was a member of the KKK, and not only a member, but he was a leader in the KKK, a Democrat who is admittedly racist and wants to kill black people because he was a member of the KKK.
Hey, Brad, I have a question for you. Brad, I have a question for you. Going back to the Tea Party part, where you want more Tea Party, where do you draw the line between Tea Party and Libertarian? Politically, they seem so aligned, but I put one on one side of the GOP and one on the other side of the GOP, which tends to be a bigger schism. I think the Republican Party's in three factions right now.
Yeah. In my mind, the difference between the Tea Party and the Libertarians, and I don't know if this is accurate, but at least in my mind, the way I see it is the Tea Party is a little bit more willing to use some common sense instead of just, you know, the Libertarian has this general idea of let's just withdraw from everywhere in the world and kind of pull back and become this isolationist and all this kind of stuff. And I think as a member or as a Tea Party person, or I would consider myself a Tea Party person, I would say, yeah, you know, maybe we don't need to be spending millions of dollars to the Egyptian army in military aid, but there is a need and there is a purpose and a point for making sure that our global interests are taken care of, and we can't have this kind of isolationist mentality. In my mind, the Libertarian idea seems kind of selfish. It's all about us. It's all about what we want and forget everybody else. And like I say, I don't know if that's accurate, and if it isn't, I apologize to any Libertarians out there, but that's kind of the difference that I see is the Tea Party seems a little more common sense oriented, and let's look at each situation, determine the best solution, and then actively pursue that solution to whatever the problem is, whereas the Libertarian, in my mind at least, seems a little more, you know, this is how it's got to be every time, and there's no gray area. It's all black and white.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Thanks for your opinions. Appreciate you listening. Sean emails, why are the Republicans and Tea Party allowing the media and Democrats to get away with overhyping the shutdown situation when the numbers clearly show it's not a big deal in the big picture, referring to a Washington Post ABC News poll released yesterday that said 78% of those surveyed said they were not inconvenienced by the partial shutdown of the government. Of the 22% that said they were inconvenienced, 11 said it was a major inconvenience, 11 said it was a minor inconvenience. Off-air call that came in.
Good morning, Scott, Steve. I was listening to your callers on the furloughed workers get paid, and I think they'd really be amazed to know that a whole bunch of them got unemployment and their back pay, and they're not requesting the unemployment back either. So that's one thing. The other thing is, I was calling, and I guess what's on my mind is, I'd like to know whatever happened to the fall guy, the guy that went to prison, got blamed on the Benghazi riot, Act, and, you know, now we know he was nothing but a fall guy to keep Hillary Clinton out of trouble and to make no problems for Obama's election. So I'd really like to know, whatever happened to that guy? Is he still sitting in prison? Anyway, you guys have a good day.
You know,
bye.
We get a few calls about Benghazi, and it's been a while since we've had anything on it, but it's worth tackling here for an update on where we're at. I see Hillary Clinton was speaking somewhere at a college campus here recently, and somebody got up in the crowd and said, it was actually in Buffalo, University of Buffalo, Benghazi, you let them die. And she responded by saying, we have to be willing to come together and not yell. So, anyway, more of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
It's full. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
You get the answer, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Folks waiting to weigh in on the topics of the day. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment here. Bottom of the hour, we'll chat with the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, a rancher himself, on the aftermath of the cleanup from the early October blizzard and all those cattle losses. Find out where that's at. Right now, our temperatures around the region, Bismarck clear at 51 degrees. Fargo overcast 34, Jamestown 32 and overcast, Minot 34 and clear at this hour, Williston 29 and overcast, Tioga 32 and overcast, Dickinson 30 degrees, Sydney, Montana 30 and overcast, Miles City 36, Lemon, South Dakota 28, Mobridge 32, Aberdeen 32, Watertown 33, Out in western Minnesota, Otter Tail County, 34 degrees in Fergus at this hour, 32 in overcast Thief River Falls in Alexandria, 34 degrees as well. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's see who has waited the longest here to weigh in. Looks like Sally in Grand Forks. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Sally, go ahead.
Thanks, Scott. I've been listening for a little while here, and I heard your guest talking about, Republicans, quote unquote, attacking each other. And I want to remind people that I got a couple of points. I hope you'll bear with me and let me get them out. The conservatives were not attacking the so-called moderates in this fight. Everybody who had a knife in his back seemed to be one of the ones who was trying to stop the Obamacare juggernaut. And I think quite valiantly putting themselves out there and daring to speak the truth on this. So I would say that throughout the history of this little fight, the ones who've been on the attack have been the so-called moderates. They've been getting away with murder, and conservatives have been supporting them. I, for one, I'm a libertarian. I'll put it that way. I'm a libertarian who has for 49 years backed Republicans of every kind. I voted for McCain. I voted for Romney. We're called on to support these guys, but they never turn around and support the conservative party. Part of the party. They do this over and over again, year after year. Now, I want to say one other thing, and I don't think everybody is aware of this, because we talk about moderates as if they're sort of the mainstream, and conservatives as though they're some kind of, wing nuts, okay? Well, in this vote in the House on funding Obamacare, there were 144 stalwart conservative Republicans who voted against funding it. There were only 87, including our friend from North Dakota, Kevin Cramer, who voted with Nancy Pelosi on this one. And, we don't expect much from Nancy Pelosi or Colin Peterson, because we know what they are. But we expected a little bit more stuffing in a guy like Kevin Cramer that, we thought was a stand-up conservative. But, I mean, it would not have been two-thirds of the House Republicans voted against funding this. Only one-third voted with the Democrats. So I'm not sure where the mainstream is when you talk about that. And, I'm glad that the guy mentioned Benghazi, because, here it's been not much over a year, and we've had so much scandal and so much horrific government in between that it's kind of like ancient history to us now. It's
Sally, the whole thing with Benghazi, Sally, is the fact that it just has disappeared off the landscape when it comes to terms of the media, and I think that's just wrong. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Jim in Newtown. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Scott, Steve. I got a question for you. I've asked a lot of people, and it's been bothering me for probably the last 2 months. And it's a question of parliamentary procedure, actually. When the Democrats passed Obamacare into law and Obama signed it and it went to the Supreme Court, Judge Roberts said that this so-called law couldn't pass muster under the Commerce Clause with a fine attached to it. So he changed it to a tax. And then he said that it was constitutional and it was lawful. But my question is this, and if you can answer it for me, I hope you can. How can Judge Roberts unilaterally change a fine to a tax and then call it constitutional and lawful? I thought all taxes originate out of the House. So how in the world could he change that fine to a tax and then nobody catch it? Am I completely off base or?
Oh, no, I mean, you're asking a question that perplexed much of the, the political class, judicial class, a lot of folks, exact same thing. I think the answer is he's on the Supreme Court, right? And there's nobody to check that and say, wait a minute here. It was a curveball. So I share your frustration on it, Jim, without question. I don't know that we've heard any good answer on it anywhere. Let's see. Bob and Grafton wanted to weigh in on the diversion debate that we were tackling earlier. Go ahead, Bob. You're next.
Hi, guys. Yeah, that caller there is absolutely correct. He's absolutely 100% correct. And on top of that, after it went to the Supreme Court and was approved, then Obama came in and come out with all these waivers and stuff for big businesses and for congressmen, which under the Article 2 of the Federalist Papers is very clear. Congress shall make no laws and then thereby exempting themselves from laws. This whole administration, you guys, is just nothing but a corrupt bunch of mobsters. And the caller before that, you know, it used to be help thy neighbor and love thy neighbor. Only under this administration, now it's report your neighbor for any type of activities. Remember his Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, classified veterans, Christians, and people who disagree with the abortion industry as to be put on a terrorist watch list. That's insanity. Now to the diversion. I agree 100% with Steve. I think, you know, yeah, nobody wants to see a town get flooded. That was just an absolutely horrific thing that happened in Minot and the floods that we've been seeing in Fargo. There's got to be a better way to do that. And what really, really teases my grits, as one of your hosts likes to use, is the fact that we're going to borrow federal money for this? Are you kidding me? North Dakota has such a surplus of money and funds right now. We've been so blessed in this state. We have no business panhandling to the federal government that's broke anyway, and then thereby just adding to the problem.
Bob, thanks for the call. We got a full bank of calls, so I apologize. Just trying to get as many voices in here as possible. TJ in Bismarck, what did you want to share with us today on the program?
Hello.
Hi there.
So, like, I'm going to call in and offer a different perspective here, I guess. I'm a liberal. There are some in North Dakota, I guess, but what I see between the Tea Party and the conservatives is they don't allow their representatives to truly negotiate. What I've watched for the last 5 years is it's either, and what I hear is people saying is that the Republicans always give in. Well, that isn't what I've watched. What I've watched is, especially lately, this last go-round was either you give us everything we want or we're going to burn the house down. We shut the government down. We're not going to pay the debt. And if you run guys like Ted, I hope Ted Cruz runs for president. I really do, because I think that he'll never get elected. And
TJ, we're up against the break. TJ, hold on. We're up against the break. Also, Jamie, John, Mark, your phone calls, and our next guest coming up. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back and What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jason Zahn's going to join us in just a moment, president of the North Dakota Stockman's Association. We'll take a look at the cattle losses from that early October storm, where the numbers are at, and now that the reporting and the tallies are done, where we're at, what the impacts will be. TJ in Bismarck, you wanted to finish. We wanted to let you finish your comments and appreciate your different viewpoint here. When you said you supported Ted Cruz for running for president, I think it's for ulterior reasons, though.
I don't think Ted Cruz could get elected. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. My final point is that I'm a liberal. I vote Democratic most of the time, but I realize not everything's going to go my way. I would like it to, but there are other people in this country and there are other people in this state. And if we can truly find some middle ground, but that's anathema to a lot of the people that I hear on this show, and I don't listen to this very often, but compromise is the only, like with this shutdown and with the debt ceiling limit, I think the Republicans took untenable positions that weren't gonna, the center couldn't hold, and they, in the words of a lot of people that call in, they folded or they gave up or they sold out. Well, the compromise is the only way that things are going to get done, and the people in the Tea Party have a right to their views, but I have a right to mine, and if we can find something but I don't know if anything will.
I just have one question for you on the untenable view that you believe the Republicans held during that debate. I saw the Republicans say, okay, you won't defund Obamacare. How about a one-year delay? You won't delay it for a year. How about that everybody has the same system? There's no exemptions for anybody. Okay, let's sit down and talk. At the end, they just said, let's sit down and work out our differences, and we'll reopen the government.
They were held in the world economy, and I don't know if anybody knows what will happen. But I really don't. I don't think you can take the chance on this, especially the debt ceiling thing.
Sure. Hey, TJ, call again. We appreciate your opinion and enjoy you sharing a different viewpoint. So feel free.
And it's about the other viewpoints too, and we appreciate that. Callers, hold on. If you're in the queue, you are up next, and we want to get to you. But Jason Zahn needs to get running here in just a little bit because he's a busy guy, as a rancher himself. Jason Zahn, president of the North Dakota Stockman's Association. Wanted a little update on the October storm and how North Dakota fared. We have all seen the pictures, the tragedy down in South Dakota. Southwestern North Dakota got hit pretty hard, too. Where are we at, Jason?
Well, I think it's pretty early yet. You know, we're hearing a bunch of different numbers coming in, but you got to remember a lot of these producers are still out looking for animals, trying to take care of animals that were hurt during the storm. So I would suspect it's going to be quite a while yet before we get a good handle on the number of death losses that we had.
Is there a range yet, Jason, that you're hearing in on the North Dakota side?
Not really. You know, it's been kind of spotty. We, like I said, we haven't heard any official numbers yet, and I think it's going to be a little while yet. We do know, you know, in South Dakota it got hit a lot harder. There's a lot larger losses there, but we definitely felt it on the North Dakota side too.
Jason, as far as the reporting, the government slowdown or shutdown, depending on how you want to call it, how did that affect producers?
I haven't heard from too many producers about it. I mean, they were awful busy. The last thing on their mind was trying to get a hold of them. I mean, they had to take care of the animals that they had available there, you know, that are still alive and needed help. I certainly think the biggest thing is going to be just getting this farm bill passed. That's probably on their mind more than anything. As you know, the Livestock Indemnity Program is a program that would help step up and help these producers out if we can get the farm bill passed. So,
would you explain what the Livestock Indemnity Program is?
Sure. What that is it's a program designed so if you have abnormal losses caused from like a storm or certain, you know, something that isn't necessarily planned, you still have to have over and above your normal losses. And I believe several years ago it was under 5% for your calf loss and like under 2% for your cow loss. So once you reach that threshold where you're over the 5%, then you can apply and see if the situation fits. And what they will do is they'll pay like a 75% or a 65% of the market value of that animal. So, I mean, it does help out a little bit. It doesn't cover just the calf that dies at birth. You know, it's got to be a loss caused by adverse weather conditions.
Jason, as president of the North Dakota...
I'm sorry, Steve, I just was going to finish here. Is it sort of like the crop insurance program, I guess? And is it now that the farm bill has expired and they're working on a new one, is the old one still in place? What do you have currently right now until the new farm bill is ironed out?
Well, currently right now there's nothing. We're hopeful that in the farm bill this LIP program would be retroactive, so it could come back and help these producers out. The LIP program is in the Senate version and in the House version. There's a little discrepancy on the percentage that they would pay on. One is 65, one is 75%. But the good news is they're both in there and they're both retroactive. So if we could get a farm bill passed, these producers could come back in and apply for this program, which would be a great help for them.
Jason, North Dakota Stockmen's Association has a lot of resources out there, a lot of information for producers. What's the word? What are we looking at as far as making the producers whole? The timetable before we get this cleaned up? I know a lot of people that have animals that are down on federal land. They're mandated to get that out, but you also are liable for any damage doing so. So probably going to leave some carcasses out there until after freeze up. What's the timetable of getting this somewhat cleaned up, and how do producers find out more information?
You know, I don't know how you can put a timetable on it. I mean, these guys, what they went through, I mean, it's just devastating. You know, not only the income they've lost, you know, from the cattle losses, but just the emotional strain on them. I mean, these guys that have lost these cows and calves, I mean, that's their livelihood. Most of them are probably still paying on the cow that, you know, didn't make it through the storm. Now they got to pay on that one and also go out and try and replace. So, I mean, the emotional strain along with the financial burden is just going to be extreme, you know. As far as getting the animals cleaned up, I'm hoping the government and will work with them on that. You know, that's not an easy task. You know, most of these where the animals were in ravines and hard places to get to. So it's not like you can just go out there and grab the animal either. So
I've heard some stories about fellow ranchers and stockmen around the areas that were unaffected, helping out those that have been affected. Has there been a pretty good outpouring of support from the industry?
Yes, I think there has, and I think it'll just continue to get better and better. You know, each day we hear another good, like a rollover option they had, and other donate a heifer. I think as time goes on, this is just going to get more and more, and hopefully we can get the help to the people that need it, yes.
How are you organizing that help? Sorry, Scott, go ahead.
What's that?
No, that's right. I didn't know you had a follow-up. Go ahead, Steve.
Is there a way to organize that help, like through the Stockmen's Association, through the website? How do you organize that? How do people find out where their help is?
Well, Well, right now it's kind of privately being done by different, like I believe yesterday or one of these this week there, they had a rollover auction at the sale barn there at KISS. There's a donate a heifer program. A lot of it is on social media. In days to come, I could see where, you know, maybe you would start to hear areas where you could put that money or donation. Right now it's basically all privately.
Well, appreciate the update, Jason. Know you, came off the ranch to take our call today and give us an update. We appreciate it. And sounds like still have a ways to go to getting to the bottom of the impacts in North Dakota. But we'll look forward to having you back when we know more of what's going on. But certainly thinking of those folks that have been impacted and appreciate your time today.
All right. Well, thanks for having us.
Jason Zahn, president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, himself a rancher. By the way, their website, ndstockman.org, ndstockman.org. Okay. We promised we'd get back to these calls, so let's do it. Val and Minot want to take exception to something that TJ said earlier. Val, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. TJ alluded to the fact that the government shutdown was the Republicans' fault, but the Republican-controlled House of Representatives voted all the money needed to keep the government activities going except for Obamacare. So we wanted a one-year deferment. They gave them everything else they needed, and Harry Reid and the Democratic Senate chose not to vote to authorize that money because it didn't include Obamacare. So which side wants it all or nothing? I think it's the Democrats.
Val, thanks for the phone call. Let's get to John in Fargo real quick. John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. You know, I got to go with Steve on this diversion thing. The way that this is going, this is turning out to be the Obamacare of flood control. Because and I don't think it's going to come back and bite us in the butt. I think it's going to take great big chunks out because Fargo has just, they pushed this and pushed this and pushed this like this is, they got this thought that it's better to do something big, even if it's not right, than to do nothing at all. And, you know, everybody seems to be forgetting that everybody lives downstream. And Steve, what you was talking about earlier about the Army Corps of Engineers leaving money on the table, I agree with that because the Army Corps of Engineers is always leaving money on the table because they have to justify their own existence.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Thanks. Let's see. Jamie Bismarck, let's get to you next here. Sorry, we're going to as many calls as we can as quickly as we can, so we'll save our comments and defer to yours. Jamie, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Okay, I got a few things. I'll make it quick. First, TJ talking about compromise. You know, first is debt ceiling there and our debt. Hey, TJ, if your basement's full of sewer water, you don't raise your ceiling in your basement. You pump the sewer water out of your basement, number one. And I won't compromise on any of my individual rights or, you know, anything liberals want because it's already settled law what the Tea Party's fighting for. Liberals want to change everything that's already settled law in this country. So, yeah, you're right, TJ. I won't compromise on anything. And I don't need to because I'm in the right. Now, as far as media attacking Tea Party, I tuned into Bill O'Reilly the other night. I usually don't, but lo and behold, there all Bill was. He had a couple weak-hearted Republicans on there saying how the Tea Party's popularity rating was 25%, and then they cited some ABC News poll, and anybody who pays attention knows ABC News is a big liberal outlet, so big shocker there that the popularity rating's on that. And then you got the guy on CNBC saying he wants Mexican music played, and he's got a picture of Ted Cruz up there. Of course,
unbelievable.
You know, you don't hear that, from the
that one is amazing. Jamie, sorry we're out of time. I love the sewer in the basement analogy, by the way. I got a visual there that works. Mary Minot, Ted Minot, Mark Grand Forks, when we come back, don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites. They're simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
From Bismarck, which party was it that tried offering three or four different concessions to try to keep the government open? Somebody needs to remind TJ which party tried to pass bills to open important parts of the government rather than just give over a blank check and an empty credit card to our Senate and our President to just keep on spending. Can somebody please remind TJ exactly who is trying to work with them? Remind TJ which side said no, which side said veto, which side said no, which side tabled everything and would not even look at anything coming across their desk. Just do that, please. Thank you.
Well, you already did. Thanks for the call. TJ, see what you started? And we welcome it. I quite enjoyed the dialogue. 800-228-0550. Let's get back to your calls. That one came in during the break. Marion Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'm calling about the judge.
Hello?
Yeah, just to reset for folks that might have missed that, we talked a little bit about it last hour. Wickham Corwin, a judge in the East Central District, which covers a chunk of, obviously, eastern North Dakota, was found by a panel to have sexually harassed, retaliated, and creating a hostile workplace for a court reporter, was given a penalty of 2 months without pay and about $12,000 in court costs yesterday. We asked the question of whether that was enough yesterday. What do you think, Mary?
That was enough? Absolutely not. This guy needs to lose his job. If he was a teacher, a doctor, a nurse, anyone in public service, they would fire him. And he's sitting on probation for 2 months? Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it's ridiculous.
Judges should be held to a higher standard. You know,
absolutely.
He made a poor decision, an extremely poor decision, and his job is to make decisions.
And if he wasn't a judge on a bench somewhere, he was just in a, say, you know, ran some company or was an employee of some company, he'd be fired. He'd be gone. Done.
Absolutely. No. Yep. Now, does this go to the Supreme Court? Do they have the final decision?
Evidently, I think the panel of the Supreme Court is the one that did the investigating and suggested this penalty. So they've already done that. And by the way, he's appealing it. He says he's going to fight it, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, that's all I'll do is laugh about that one. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the phone call, Mary. Ted and Minot, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Super show. Super fast call, super simple solution. Three words, congressional term limits. End of story.
I agree. Ted, I think you're onto something.
Think about it, talk about it, let's make it happen.
Appreciate the call, Ted. Bob in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, you guys, caller a while back was talking about Chief Justice Roberts' decision on Obamacare. What I'm really surprised at is in Washington, D.C., we have all these quote-unquote intelligent people and lawyers and stuff. They really didn't get what Chief Justice Roberts did. Obama wrote it up, and it was passed as a fine. He changed it to a tax. That gave Congress the opportunity to repeal and revote, and nobody took it up.
Yeah, sadly. It's a sad chapter, no question about it. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Let's get one more off-air call in here.
I think we need more people like Ted Cruz and those. They got the right values. They represent people. And another way I think we could probably cure all the problem would be to prosecute any legislator or elected official that violates his oath of office or the Constitution. That's all I guess I got to say. Bye.
Enough said. One more call. Let's get Mark in from Grand Forks. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, the infighting in the Republican Party has been going on since the beginning of this country. If you recall, there was the Federalist Party led by First Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. He wanted George Washington to be a king. The Federalists essentially wanted a monarchy. The opposition was the first true Republican, Thomas Jefferson, adhered to the 10th Amendment, states' rights, individual rights. He felt that the national debt was essentially robbing future generations, which is... So basically, the Republican moderates and the Democrats are the Federalist Party. The conservatives are the true Republicans. And in order to resolve this issue, you know, we need to be clear who the enemy is. And so running up the debt is just a way to enslave the people and enslave future generations. And go Ted Cruz for president.
Thank you, Mark, for the phone call.
I think for the wrong reasons, though, right? Didn't TJ say he was a Ted Cruz fan, too? He wanted it?
Yeah, I believe so, but for a different reason. Although I will say this, Ted Cruz did come out. It came out yesterday late. Ted Cruz doesn't have to have Obamacare. He's on his wife's plan. Lucky guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, a lot of calls today, folks, on all kinds of different topics, and as always, a great time. If you can't wait until tomorrow's normal or nuts Friday edition of What's on Your Mind and want to either suggest a guest, a topic, weigh in on something that was happening on the program today, 855-200-1776. Press 1, and you can sound off. That's your What's on Your Mind soapbox for today, and then we'll do it all over again tomorrow right here. Steve, term limits and fashion the diversion was a good day for you today, wasn't it?
Yeah, see, people agree with me sometimes. On occasion.
God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow. We'll be back right here.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.